Harriet Smith's been listening to them all for us, and we'll begin the discussion with a new set of Haydn's Opus 20 quartets.
Thank you.
The fifth of Haydn's so-called Sun Quartets is Opus 20 set, the Adagio Third Movement of that, and that was the London Haydn Quartet doing what it was founded to do, I think we can say. So, Harriet Smith, what struck you most about the sound they make?
Well, the first thing that hits you, I think, is this is very warm, tender period instrument playing. There's nothing edgy. We shouldn't need to say it these days, but the tuning is spot on. It's absolutely wonderful. And I think it's a real rival to the Mosaic Quartet, who for a very long time have had the field pretty much themselves.
But the London Haydn Quartet, they've come at the Opus 20 set from, well, from the right side, as it were, haven't they? Because
they
played and recorded
yes.
the earlier quartets first. So are they sort of giving us a sense of context for Haydn as the father of the string quartet?
I think very much so, yes. They've already recorded Opus 9 and 17, which are very interesting quartets, but compared to Op 20, they feel like work in progress, almost apprentice pieces, and you suddenly get this extraordinary flowering in these six quartets. And I think Haydn, for the first time, just proves how incredibly intense a medium it can be. It's very probing playing. They're absolutely kind of into this music. They founded the quartet to play Haydn. And I think that kind of enthusiasm for the music really shows through.
The Allegretto alla Zingarese, the third movement minuet from Haydn's D major quartet, Opus 20, number 4. Haydn in gypsy mode, and the London Haydn Quartet, not afraid of Haydn's rustic side. Is it over the top? It's quite percussive.
It is quite percussive, but I think it's very exciting, actually. I don't feel it's applied from without. It feels as if it's come from the energy of the music. And I think that's one of the exciting things about these performances. They're studio made, of course, they're not live, but they have a live sense to them of the players reacting vividly to one another, and I think that's a great example of that.
So we've heard that sense of immediacy, we've heard the rustic side, we've heard the elegance and the refinement in the first example. What about Haydn's wit?
Yes, we need some wit as well. So the next excerpt I've chosen is the second half of the finale of the third quartet in G minor. What's really striking about this is the speed. It's really quite fast, and again, very much a sense of the players almost egging one another on. The ending is quite remarkable. It's an extraordinary piece, this, and you're really reminded of that here.
Thank you. an extraordinary movement, isn't it? You get those fluttering, fluting trills played so quickly as well in this performance.
Yes.
And that will-o'-the-wisp ending, it just vanishes.
It does, yeah. Puff, it's just gone. Extraordinary. And they really capture that. But it doesn't feel at all applied from without. It feels like a very natural kind of diminuendo into nothing, really.
Well, that's the London Haydn Quartet really showing the lightness and delicacy of their approach, as well as showing that they're not trying to be over-refined. I mean, again, there were hints of roughness there, which absolutely seemed to work with the music.
Yes, yes. No, I think they're completely inside this music, and it would be lovely to hear more from them.
Well, Haydn's Opus 20 Quartets, the six Sun Quartets, played by the London Haydn Quartet, two CDs, pretty much at mid-price from Hyperion.